Poured water out of the well, with no pumps or nothing like that. She drove it out with a bucket, a wheel.
Yeah.
And then called a well wheel, a certain kind that went on up at the top. And so you drove it up and carried it and put it in the pots and then the wash pot and everything like that. And then they take them and boil the clothes and you take them out of that hot water and put them up on a block and take the board and beat them.
Right.
Turn them over and over. Called a battling block.
Battling block?
Yeah, that's what it was called. And everybody had one, see. You put the clothes up there and beat it with a hammer.
Yeah.
I mean a board, wide, kind of a wide board.
Yeah.
Now what that was for, you'll have to ask some of the old people, I don't know.
Huh.
And I can't tell you what it done. But you battle the clothes for your mother anyhow if you didn't do nothing else. You're big enough for that.
Y'all, you used to have to draw water by well here?
Oh, no. We got electric pump and things nowadays.
Oh, sure, but...
I got a dug well out there in the back door. We use water out of the last room you'll find anywhere. It's a spring, though. It's not a well.
Uh-huh.
I happened to come here and hit a spring right on top of it. And we've never been out of water or for the want of water or nothing since.
Okay. I noticed this house isn't built, you know, right level. I mean, in other words, it's kind of a split level house. You know,
yes.
In other words, a lot of rooms are lower than others.
Yeah.
What would you call those steps, like, that you have to come up between the rooms? Do you ever have a name for that?
No, not that I remember of ever saying anything except just, you see, call it go upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. But you wouldn't be going up the top of the house. You'd just
right.
be coming up that split level there.
Yeah.
And tell the kids to go in there and go on upstairs and get something out of the house, you know.
Yeah. And right, so it wouldn't be considered a staircase, right?
No.
Okay. Would you say you have more than one porch here, or is that the front porch?
Yes.
That place out back, what do you call it?
Well, it used to be a back porch, but we closed it in and made a den out of it, see,
mm-hmm.
back there for the
right.
TV and everything. And if you come in here now, if you and you've been in here longer than anybody I've ever sat in here with since we've been here.
Yes.
Nobody ever come through this door in our home. And when we had our reunion, we had to let them come out there and come around here and come through here and go that way.
Yeah.
Everybody had to be showed, but they'd ever been here 1,000 times apiece before.
You never sit in this room much, then?
No, very seldom. You bring anybody in here, company comes, let's get out there, let's go out there. In a few minutes, you got to take them out there, they ain't going to sit in here. They
yeah.
back. I don't like to go up in the house either.
Uh-huh.
I don't, I'd rather be out there, 10 to 1.
Well,
but,
yeah, well, that's the way my grand folks are, you know, or my folks are. They don't use living room that much. I wonder why that is. Is that an old custom?
No. I think it's something that people's got away from.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because you feel cooped up in here, you know.
Yeah.
You can't see out or you can't see nothing. You don't hear nothing outside.
Uh-huh.
And so we got this back porch fixed out here. Ooh, I don't know. I've had hundreds and hundreds of people come in and sit down just for 5 minutes. Oh, well, let's get back up there. I won't let go, but that's where I want to be. Well, it's the company, you had to go where they wanted to go.
Yeah.
And so then when all the people come for the they'd be lined up all the way out there, coming in one at a time by us here. I was out there. I was here a while and got too hot and I went out there and my wife stayed here. But they come in by you and they say, well, this is the first time I've come through this door, first time I've come through this door. Well, I know that they've been here 1,000 times, but they never had been through the front door in the house.
What do you call the part of the, that covers the house, the top of the house?
The roof.
Roof. And the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Well, that's called weatherboard. Sometimes, yeah. But now my house is built boxed in, stood up straight like this with battens.